Haven't Seen It, the podcast where we watch movies we haven't seen and bitch about them here. I'm Jen Stansfield.
I'm Sean Merrick.
And this is our sixth episode. Ooh, almost up to the double digits.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. So this time around, we watched the 80s classic The Breakfast Club. And we watched This Is Spinal Tap. So I guess we'll start out with The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was something I saw.
Yeah.
I think I needed to watch this when I was like 13 for me to even care.
Well, it's just, it's one of these movies, like, as we talk about, that, you know, we're like, everybody's like, oh, you gotta see The Breakfast Club. It's such a part of our culture. And I guess if it was part of something where, like, I needed to sleep really well, or if I wanted to find ways to be bored, because I was bored as shit.
Yep, pretty much. I actually put a comment, you know, up status on my Facebook page where it's like, oh, I saw this and it sucked. And somebody I went to grad school with was like, yeah, you were supposed to watch that when you were 15. And honestly, I think even if I'd seen it at 15, I probably still would have hated it.
Well, it's just, it's one of these films that's like everybody's, you know, I'm discovering that I like action. And I just don't like people sitting around talking and having these really deep conversations, especially dated deep conversations. Because, you know, here it is, 1984, when this movie was made, and I'm bored as hell just listening to Judd Nelson talk about how tough he is and how much his dad hates him and all these other different characters that, you know, in the end, I don't really give a shit.
Yeah, pretty much. I had some thoughts I jotted down here. Soundtrack's great, by the way. The beginning song, of course, as a former goth girl, I already felt like I was in the goth club getting ready to rip it up. Because
mm-hmm.
80s new wave is big in goth clubs, for any of you who did not know. I also wondered, why the hell do none of these kids have licenses? They're all, like, seniors in high school. Their parents are dropping them off for detention.
Well, the way the actors part about, they're probably 24 years old, maybe.
Well, no, but I mean, like, why not? And then the principal looked like Vince McMahon of WWE fame.
He did.
With Paul a better Gleason. Suit.
Paul Gleason was Mr. McMahon before Mr. McMahon was Mr. McMahon.
I don't know what that means.
Because Vince McMahon used to be just Vince McMahon, but then he became evil, so he was just Mr. McMahon.
I see. Sean knows a lot about wrestling,
yeah.
So just FYI.
but the similarities are very... They both kind of have
they
that...
They both had cheap, shitty suits.
And that old weather guide face, and they're very, very bossy and crabby, and, you know, makes perfect... I think Vince McMahon probably... One inspired the other at some point.
See.
So, you know, I actually wrote some... I wrote some stuff down, too. I think at one point... Judd Nelson said, "Eat my shorts."
Yes, he did.
And I get that, you know, that was a Bart Simpson thing, you know, in the 90s. And, yeah, I know that's obviously where it came from. But I still don't get the...
I just never understood why that was an insult to begin with.
Well, if you're hungry, you would eat shorts.
I mean...
You know,
I suppose, sure.
And what
you
if they're
people too? But you know,
yeah, it's like, you know, are we like, you know, would you rather like sleep in them? I mean, I don't know, maybe
sleep in my shorts.
Sleep in my shorts. I just found that to be when I heard that, I was like, well, okay, this is obviously like you said earlier, this is something that you should see when you're younger.
Yeah, totally. I'm way too old for this movie, but I did actually. I was hoping through the entire movie that Emilio Estevez was going to make a duck reference. It would just make my life great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I what else did I write down here?
Oh, I wrote a lot of shit. I actually wrote like, perhaps my high school is a little bit different. I was shocked that the jock even got in trouble by the principal.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my high school, all the principal was actually the coach of the wrestling team and the football team, so the jocks never got in trouble. So that was interesting for me. And then I thought it was kind of stupid that, like, it was just so like, oh my god, we're so different. My god, you guys, we're in different cliques. Like, we don't even speak the same language. We're so different.
I,
it's because you're weird and I'm not, but we're different.
Yeah, they're just...
Yeah, it was a little over the top and stupid. And I feel bad because this is supposed to be such a touchstone and such a brilliant movie. And
there's no likable characters. You know, it's,
no, boring. I think that's the problem.
Well, not boring, but also... Boring, the key thing is boring, but also it's like none of these characters are likable. You know, I mean, and they don't really feel like they really change other than just like, oh, well, I guess we'll learn to tolerate each other. You know, we'll see each other in a hall and maybe we'll hang out or maybe we'll nod to each other. You know, and then in the end, you know, randomly, Emilio Estevez's character, I don't even care what their names are, Emilio hooks up with Ally Sheedy, who goes from being, I think, a modest-looking creepy girl to looking like, I don't know, maybe you had a good nickname for it, the way she turned out. She looked like a, I don't know. She's,
I was, is, oh,
they did, so Molly Ringwald made her over, and she looks like a, I don't know, like a homely housekeeper kind of thing. but nothing like she's like, oh, I'm making you pretty, and then like her hair is like all.
She looked
all
better
like,
before.
Yeah, she looked way better before.
I don't know. She was supposed to be the weird girl, but I kind of got the more severely traumatized girl vibe from her.
Yeah, like
she's not really weird. She's harboring some sort of horrible family secret about past abuse.
She's done some nasty things, or nasty things have been done to her.
Yeah, that was weird. And then at the very end with Molly Ringwald and whatever the fuck his name is.
Judd Nelson.
Yeah, Judd Nelson. And she like gives him a diamond earring. She's like, have one of my earrings. I'm so rich and you're so poor and you get cartons of cigarettes for Christmas.
Well, you know, maybe if it's... If
that's hey, that, thing. That's not poor these days. That's, you know how much that shit goes for?
If you can keep his hands on him, you can use him as currency in prison. but yeah, I just couldn't understand the significance other than the fact that these are all like hot young actors and they had really good, you know, like ways of reading line. I guess the acting was good, but it's just the story, just I didn't care.
Yeah. Did you ever see, this is really, really dumb, don't laugh at me. So did you ever see Dawson's Creek?
No.
Okay, good. So there was this episode of Dawson's Creek where they did, like, the Breakfast Club thing where everybody gets, like, stuck in a library for some stupid reason and, like, something happened with Joey and Dawson where, like, she's, like, says something like she's in love with him but can't have him or something stupid. And I remember that when I was in high school seeing that scene when I was, like, what, like, 14?
Mm-hmm.
It was so profound. It was, like, hugely profound because... And that's kind of how I feel like, had I seen The Breakfast Club when I was that age, I probably would have felt the same way. Seeing it now, yeah, no. I can't get into it. I feel bad because I hate every fucking movie we watch. I wonder what I actually like.
I know, that's the thing. And
that kind of makes me feel bad.
Well, it's just, you don't know, like, I think I've determined that from watching some of these movies that... You know, I like action. I like plot.
I like horror.
I like fighting. You know,
I like gore.
Yeah, I like people getting chased.
I like fighting. I like good stories and good characters. I mean, I'll sit through a boring movie if you know.
Well, you know,
the characters are good.
I watched Good Will Hunting for the first time not too long ago, and it was very, you know, it's a boring, well not boring, but it's an intense movie with not a lot of like, you know, obviously not a lot of action, but I mean, it's not meant to be. These are dramas, so, you know, take it for what it is. But I think that there's enough there to just keep me interested with the characters and just the intensity, and things are changing constantly. Whereas in this movie, you know, it's The Breakfast Club, they're sitting in a hall, and maybe they're, you know, they're trying to escape, they're trying to piss off the man. And they succeed in doing so. But he's already mad. Like, he's not...
Yeah, he's already pissed off. So it's not like they're really doing much to begin with. They're like, oh, we're making a pissed off guy even more pissed off. And he hangs out with that rapey looking janitor.
Yeah.
And this is what I really, really, really love about this movie. Everybody is ridiculously honest. Including the rapey janitor. But everything anybody says is, like, so honest and serious. They're like, man, we're so different. And like... Well, they think they're being honest. They're just being bullshit, but...
There's no such thing as subtext, you know?
Yeah, there's no subtext in this movie at all. They just come right out and they're like, you're a jock, and I'm a weird freak dude wearing flannel. We totally don't get along. And they just say it. That's it.
Well, the thing is,
there's your movie.
Well, the thing is that if this was a real life deal, I think most of the people would just be ignoring Bender. He's the only one I remember too, because he's named after a robot.
That's actually what a robot's named after him. I was wondering if Bender was actually named after him, because Futurama is so much better.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously. But Bender in the movie is a dick, just like Bender the robot is in Futurama.
But Bender the robot is amazingly awesome, unlike Bender in the movie, who is just boring and angry.
Well, boring and angry, and I also would believe that if he this
Bender the robot's at least drunk.
Well, you know, his daddy, you know, Bender's dad's drunk. They fight each other all the time. But
wow, what if Bender the robot is Bender's dad? That he came back in time.
The human Bender from the Tales of Interest?
Yeah, that's the big dad. Fat one who dies.
Woo!
He just said woo. That's air escaping the fold of his fat. Yeah. Yes, that Bender. He like traveled back in time and fathered human Bender in the Breakfast Club.
See, now that would
I see that, now that right there is a better movie.
That's a better movie right off the bat. I would watch that. I would see the shit out of that.
I would watch the shit out of it too.
But I mean, but the things though, okay, like in real life, I know if I was in that situation, if I was Anthony Michael Hall, the geek, or even if I was a jock, I would just be sitting there while Bender walked around and was crazy and would talk stuff. But only because, look, I just want to get through the day. You know, I wouldn't, you know, within the first, like, 10 minutes, you know, start having, like, this dialogue with him where I'm going to, you know, like, I'm going to call him out and I'm going to fight him right away. You know, especially if he's not really, like, you know, if he's not physically up in my face, I would just be like, fine, whatever. You know, we're here to do whatever. If you want to just run around and be a goof, be a goof. You know, if you want to rip books, pages out of books, rip pages out of books, you're obviously retarded.
Yes. I think I probably would have just slept through that whole thing.
Yeah, how come, though, they're not really trying to sleep?
I would have. I'm like, oh, because they're like, oh, you can't even do your homework.
You can't do your homework. You have to write an essay, like 1,000.
Which none of them wrote except the nerd, obviously. I mean, so I probably would have just, like, cranked up some bullshit essay and been like, yeah, whatever. And I would have gone to sleep for, like, 7 hours.
Or you would have just doodled.
Can't really draw.
We gotta have fun somehow.
Yeah, I would have just gone to sleep. Or here's an idea. You're in a fucking library. Read a book. I don't know. Maybe. That's probably what I would have done.
Well, they couldn't get up from the seats.
Oh, yeah.
Even though they did. Yeah. Even though I'm sure that
I'm sure no one would have noticed.
Vernon would have noticed. Yeah. Because, I mean, at one point, you know, he was hiding enough. So I'm sure he could have snuck a book, any book.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Just to read it. I left some of my comments over here. I don't know where I got some of these from. Let's see. Can you really bite somebody's leg like an apple?
You don't even know what that means.
I think it's when Bender is underneath the table and he's in between Claire's legs, and then he decides to bite her leg, and I think it crunches like an apple. So I think suspension of disbelief, but I these characters are so. Obviously, I think it's very it's a very one-dimensional movie. And I can't pinpoint where I felt, like, true emotion for these characters other than the fact that it's like, oh, well, you know, they'll tell me when they want me to feel emotion. You know?
They'll play a song that will make you feel emotion.
Yeah.
When they want you to feel happy, you'll just get to watch a fucking dance montage.
Yeah, you know, that's pretty much John Hughes.
There's a lot of kick dancing going on.
That's pretty much John Hughes in a nutshell. Mm.
This is the only John Hughes movie I've ever seen. Is that awful?
No, you've seen Home Alone, right?
Oh, yeah, no, I did.
Have you seen Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
No.
Pretty in Pink?
No.
Set 16 Candles?
No. Which, you know what, I'd probably hate fucking Pretty in Pink and 16 Candles now because I'm not 16.
National Lampoon's?
Depends on which one, but I've seen some of them.
The first one.
Maybe.
I think that's him.
I know Christmas Vacation because my mom used to watch that all the time because the cat gets electrocuted and she just laughed.
Yeah.
She loves cats, but she thought that was funny.
That is not John Hughes, though.
Yeah, no, that's the one I've seen a lot. Anyway, so yeah, so we saw that and we didn't like it, the end of that. anything else you want to say about it?
No.
Okay. So the other movie we just actually just finished watching because it's streaming on Netflix is This is Spinal Tap.
Yeah. And in another case of a movie being insanely overrated.
It was supposed to be so funny. And there were some funny moments, I guess. Like, I've seen that amp scene where it's like, yeah, but our amps are up to 11. I've seen that amp scene like 19 times in clips, and that's all right.
Yeah, I mean, it's
cool. Fran Drescher's in there. She's not nearly as annoying, squeaky voiced as normal.
Well, there's random cameos in there, but I mean, I did like certain things about it being pretentious, you know, about the pretentiousness of Rockers. But then here's the thing: it's another movie where if you haven't maybe this is the problem, is that we're not seeing these movies in the right context of our lives.
Well, I think that's the problem in general. Because it's like, I've seen everything that riffs on it afterward. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many movies that riff on all of these movies that we're now watching that I've seen afterward. So to go back and watch it, I can't put it in its original context anymore. Because I've already seen everything that comes after it, and I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Because you already get what they're mocking. You already understand, you know, all of what, you know, why it is that it's, you know, it's culturally significant. But then you actually see it for the first time, and I just don't think it's that funny.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some good gags in there, but those are things that I'm already aware of. You know, and as a metal fan, you know, you already know that these bands are pretentious, you know, and that there's, you know, all these extravagances and infightings, and, you know, and I'm reading, like, the Wikipedia entry, and all these, you know, like, rockers, like Eddie Van Halen and Ozzy and even Danzig are like, oh, yeah, I get it. Yeah, I get that's what I went through, or, you know, what my old band used to go through. And, but I did like, as far as from a structural standpoint, there's a lot of, it's a mockumentary, but, you know, for some reason, I always feel like mockumentaries aren't really movies.
Yeah.
But they are, you know, there's actual beats to it, you know, it actually has a good, you know, a good arc, you know, as far as with some of the, you know, with the characters. So.
Yeah. I mean, again, something I saw.
You know,
the songs I thought were funnier than the rest of the movie.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the,
I guess that's the whole point. I thought that was fun. There were some, you know, again, you know, having been to so many, you know, metal rock shows in my day, like, I've seen a lot of the shit that they pulled on stage and seen people do it seriously. So, I mean, that was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get where they're coming from with that. But again, maybe had I seen this when I was 16,
it would have been better. Like, before you know so much, like, if I would have seen this when I was 12.
Old.
Yeah, if I would have seen this when I was 12, when I first started listening to, you know, metal, I would get it. I would be like, oh, okay, this is why everybody, you know, I don't know, I just would probably appreciate it more because then going into and learning more about the history of things, you understand why it's so much funnier. But it's like, you know, in this age where it's, you know, already, you're already at a disadvantage because you've got so much information.
Yeah.
You know, this, you know.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the problem too, because, like, you know, this came out, what, 1984?
Yeah.
So think about what it was like in 1984. Like, all these things were, you just heard stories about what went on backstage. You know, you didn't actually, you know, now you have Twitter. And people send pictures of what's going on backstage. Everybody sees everybody else's tour writers. Like, it's not, there's no, like, wall there anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I know what goes on backstage at concerts. Like, I know people are assholes. I know, like, there's so many books, and there's so many documentaries, and there's so many, you know, articles and stuff. Like, there's no mystique to it anymore. So maybe, had I seen this when there still was,
yeah,
it would be different.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, I get it. Like, yeah. I know how those crazy hair band, metal band stuff lived back then. Like, I know. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it would have been different. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely, I feel that way, too, because I tried to come at this and be like, okay, you know, there's, yeah, I mean, because, I mean, like I said, the characters are funny. You know, yeah. there's some, you know, there's obviously classic gags, you know.
Cucumber to pants.
You know, the whole, you know, deal with the Stonehenge and just, like, you know, things that, like,
the mini Stonehenge, that was actually kind of funny.
Or the mini Stonehenge, I mean, it's just stuff like that. It's like, where it's like, you know, you know that, you know, just, these faux pas of, you know, these characters, these, you know, these rockers not really knowing, you know, how to communicate themselves in the world, you know, other than just going up on stage and being pretentious rock stars.
Right.
And so they have this, you know, they have this difficulty, and so when sometimes things go wrong, you know, they can't comprehend why it is, you know.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you know it was really funny? You know that scene where they got stuck in that...
Pod
thing? That actually, you know what that made me think of? Lady Gaga. Except she didn't get stuck in her pod, but it was just as pretentious and ridiculous.
Well, one day she will.
She will get stuck in her pod.
See, that's the problem. That's the problem, though, is that one day she will, but she, as a major rock star, is almost like the likelihood of her failing at that.
No, she won't fail at it.
They can't. It's like they can't fail.
Well, she was like doing some sort of weird entrance on Good Morning America. Or I'm sorry. Like Good Morning America or something, and she was supposed to like zip line onto the stage, like during Bad Romance, and her zip line didn't work. So it was just like her dancers, and she sang from like where she was stuck until she finally zip lined in, like almost when the song was over. So I mean, yeah, that sort of shit happens, but I'm sure it happens to everybody. But yeah, anyway.
No, I mean that's you know that's the business.
So, when are we actually going to see a movie that we like? Let's find that out. I think that's actually the bigger question here.
I don't understand
why I don't like any of this shit. I should like it. I don't know. Maybe I'm too cynical.
Maybe we're just angry.
Maybe I'm just an old cranky curmudgeon. Get off my lawn!
But I think it's really got to be with the context. Think about these last two movies we're talking about here. You know, these two movies would have served us better when we were younger.
I guess. Well, maybe that's true. Because, I mean, like, I'm trying to think of, like, well, it's not just because it's old. Like, we're watching all the Larry Sanders Show on Netflix. And it's fucking hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it came out in the 90s. So there is some old references and stuff. But for some reason, it's so much funnier.
It's extremely dated, but then for some
it's
reason...
It's really dated, but it's so good.
It feel like the characters and, like, the chaos and, like, I don't know, just, like, the humanity of it. It feels... real, you know, it just feels...
Well, Jeffrey Tambor is great and everything.
Hank Kingsley's just a fantastic character, so I guess, you know, you should, you know, take that into account. You know, and he's just, yeah, just...
Rip Torn's all crazy.
Yeah, everybody on the show is just great at their roles, even the celebrities playing themselves.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I mean, I don't know, I'm really hoping that maybe next time we'll actually watch something that I'm not going to hate.
Well, we need to work on
that. That's kind of what I was hoping. Let's go for The Breakfast Club. I like the soundtrack. It's the 80s.
Can't base it on a soundtrack.
I know. But it's the 80s. I'm old. I remember the 80s. Sort of.
No, well, the
80s. At least the later 80s.
I don't know. We got to figure it out. So, I don't know. I think we...
That's depressing.
Yeah. Such a sad show.
Such a really, we hate everything.
We can't,
wah, wah.
Can't get excited.
Can't get excited about anything. We should do this with TV shows.
Yeah.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to start my own X-Files podcast because, again, just talking about something that's dated.
Well,
that would be more fun. I'd talk to myself, though. No one else would watch it with me.
I'll watch it.
You won't like it.
I've watched a few. We can talk about what do you want to say about the X-Files movies?
The first one was good and the second one was embarrassing. There you go.
There you go.
That's my review.
Okay.
Okay, we gotta watch something that we actually like. We'll try.
I'll do a quick review here.
Something I liked recently.
I liked Highlander recently.
I liked X-Men First Class.
But we're talking like seeing it in something that you had.
That was good, watch it.
But X-Men's First Class is great, but I mean, it's almost like, I don't know, you go into the theater and you already kind of know you think you're going to like it.
Well, you know, given the history, like the last two X-Men movies, X3 and then Wolverine, I did not expect to like it. And I didn't read anything about it. I stayed away from it. I stayed away from the info on the blogs and stuff. And so going in, I had no idea what to expect, and I really liked it. So, yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
What else did I watch that I liked lately?
I liked Highlander recently.
Not the third one, though. That was like a softcore porno.
Well, that's what all the Highlander movies are. They're all really? Softcore porno. I got a feeling there's probably a lot of banging.
Just made me want to watch the TV show, just for the beginning.
Yeah.
Because, you know, such a great theme song.
Well.
Yeah.
I think that's all we got, because I think we got more excited to talk about Highlander and X-Files than we did about Breakfast Club and Spinal Tap, so...
If you're over 14, don't watch The Breakfast Club if you've never seen it before. That'd be my recommendation.
Keep away from it. Watch some Disney. You'll feel better.
All right, we're signing off. We haven't done this for a while. We're doing it again, so... Hopefully, next time it'll be better. Yay. Bye.
Bye.